This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 9th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. When RFK Jr. was in a rebel alliance, tariff talks began, and where FDA is getting cut. RFK Jr. founded an Enviro group, and it's fighting Trump deregulation. Decades before he was the Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was a staunch environmental advocate. In 1999, he founded the Waterkeeper Alliance, a network of environmental organizations with 350 members in 46 countries. That spawned the California Coastkeeper Alliance the same year. The group was pushed for legislation to make sure all surface water drinkable, fishable, and swimmable by 2050 and add an environmental justice member to the state water board. This year, it has helped craft SB 601 to expand the board's jurisdiction and protect more water bodies following federal rollbacks. One of the main drivers for the measure is the deregulation agenda at the Trump administration, where Kennedy now serves. Take note, a decade ago, Kennedy himself battled the author of SB 601, Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica. As an anti-vaccine activist, Kennedy spoke out against Allen's bill to revoke non-medical exemptions, which made California the strictest state for vaccine rules. You can read more about SB 601 in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. California lawmakers defend hydrogen projects. Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff of California, leading a bipartisan effort to maintain federal funding for state hydrogen projects. The Biden administration used the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act to funnel $1.2 billion into the California-based Alliance for Renewable Clean Hydrogen Energy Systems, HUB. But last week, Trump Department of Energy put the project on a hit list of 300 projects nationwide at risk of defunding. California lawmakers wrote to Energy Secretary Chris Wright asking him to consider the lower energy costs and manufacturing jobs associated with the state's budding hydrogen economy. Republican Representatives David Valadao, Vince Fong, Young Kim, and Jay Obernolt of California were among the signees. Tariff negotiations kick off. Officials are, quote, all hands on deck. President Donald Trump says prospects of a deal with South Korea over new U.S. tariffs are looking good. Officials fanning out across Washington to tout potential deal-making. We have the confines and probability of a great deal for both countries, Trump wrote on Truth Social yesterday. Their top team is on a plane heading to the U.S. and things are looking good. The administration's top trade official told Finance Committee senators yesterday new tariffs would be coupled with immediate negotiations with our partners. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said discussions were already underway with Japanese officials. Agriculture Secretary Burke Rollins said in an interview last night on Fox that the cabinet is, quote, all hands on deck on trade discussions. Just today, I had Ireland here talking about trade with the Irish. Rollins was referring to a meeting with Ireland's agriculture minister. The president and other cabinet officials were taking more phone calls last night, she said. I believe we'll be hearing about new deals that are being struck perhaps by the end of the week, but we'll see, Rollins told Fox Brett Baer. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says as many as 70 countries have contacted officials to discuss potential deals. But not everyone seems to be itching for a deal. Trump said yesterday he was still waiting for a call from Beijing after threatening to hike China's tariffs even further. The administration later doubled down on that threat. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FDA cuts come into focus. An estimated 280 positions were cut from the Food and Drug Administration's Human Foods Program during last week's reduction in force. The layoffs leave about 750 employees left in the program, that according to one industry source. Some trainers who prepared the field inspection force for food safety were let go. Additionally, the entirety of the communications team was cut, both moves making industry stakeholders nervous. Industry groups work with external stakeholder engagement staff to schedule meetings, but the staff have been let go. The communications team was also responsible for maintaining the websites, keeping stakeholders and consumers informed. Roberta Wagner, Senior Vice President of Regulatory and Scientific Affairs for the International Dairy Foods Association, says industry groups are worried about the agency's transparency and engagement going forward. Some regulation riders in the foods program were also cut through the reduction in force, including those who worked on Food Safety Modernization Act policies. There are also some regulatory riders still at FDA, but some of the institutional knowledge from the foods program is gone, Wagner said. Meanwhile, Wagner said she's aware of about 130 cuts from the Center for Veterinary Medicine. There is a smaller department with about 600 people before the cuts. Support staff to the CVM director were eliminated, including employees involved in the agency's H5N1 response. FDA's primary piece of the H5N1 response centered on ensuring dairy foods are safe. Up to this point, the agency has focused on infections and lactating cows, providing safety guidance on raw milk. Wagner said infections in these cows are limited at this point. Pork state senators re-up bill to strike down Proposition 12. Three Senate Ag Committee members from the Midwest are taking another stab at preempting California's Proposition 12, which sets housing standards for laying hens and sows. Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa, as well as Roger Marshall of Kansas, have introduced the Food Security and Farm Protection Act. The measure would prohibit state governments from imposing production requirements on agricultural products originating in other states. Now take note, the lawmakers sponsored a similar bill last Congress, the EATS Act. Lawmakers mount an effort now to repeal reciprocal tariffs. A group of mostly Democratic lawmakers introducing resolutions in both chambers, it would repeal new reciprocal tariffs. The measures challenge the underlying emergency President Donald Trump used to impose new reciprocal duties. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is the lone Republican backer. He joined six Senate Democrats, including Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, in launching the Senate effort. The bill will get a vote on the Senate floor after the Easter recess under existing rules. Democratic Representative Susan Delveen of Washington, Gregory Meeks of New York, Richard Neal of Massachusetts, Rick Larson of Washington introduced the House measure yesterday. Take note, a similar effort challenging the tariffs on Canada passed the Senate last week after four GOP senators voted with Democrats. But even with the four Republican backers, the resolution is not likely to get a vote in the House. House leadership have workaround blocking votes, challenging an emergency. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.